Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First in my lucky dip today comes from Savannah, who says, is it perceived as more friendly and open to blend in with others and be more toned down, or to go ahead and be more unique and not from here, when your style has a little more of a dramatic type of flair? And is it true that you are really not from there, even though you live there? Well, I think that's something that only you can decide. Probably depends on your community. About there are some places where you've got to live there for 50 years before you're from there. And other places you're accepted very quickly. I'm thinking casual situations like running errands. I want to come across as friendly, but I also want to look like me. I tend to feel drab and frumpy and not like me when I tone it down enough to really blend in. And the easy way out of leggings or skinny jeans, which everyone wears, are not going on this X-shaped body. So what I am thinking about here, Savannah, is that I think you want to be you. That's when you feel comfortable, and that's when you're going to be more confident. And just because there might be a standard sort of dress code where everybody's wearing their leggings or whatever, doesn't mean you have to. There's no reason why you can't wear a pair of jeans that is flattering on you. So one of the things when we're thinking about being approachable is actually wearing clothes that have some softness to them or have a more yin characteristic. It does not have to be the same uniform everybody else is wearing. So it's thinking about, well, what makes clothes more yin? So maybe that they are made of a relaxed or softer sort of knit rather than being a very structured sort of, you know, piece of clothing. So a suit and jacket, it's quite yang, but take that suit jacket, pop it in a ponte and a colour that's more bright and vibrant, and it is softer, and so it is more approachable rather than that, you know, navy or black or grey suit jacket. So I don't know what your style is, but I'm thinking if you're more dramatic, maybe you like a bit of bright colour, which is more you, or maybe you just like a little bit more structure or larger scale, I don't know. But I would say you need to still wear your bit of dramatic. You need to be you. You don't want to be putting on that you're somebody that you're not. And, you know, if you want to fit in, there's a difference between fitting in and not fitting in and still being yourself. And this is where I think that people notice if you are being incongruent with your personality. So if you're trying to blend in but you feel blah, then that's going to come across to people and people pick up on that incongruence. So it's better to just be you, I always think. But still look at going, well, if I want to be more approachable, I'm thinking softer fabrics, I'm thinking a little less structure, I'm thinking colours rather than dark neutrals, like not head to toe black. Those sorts of things will make you more approachable, even if you are wearing some more dressier clothes than maybe standard for where you are living. So there's no one right answer, but I'd be looking at that concept of yin and yang and what makes, you know, so you could think about patterns, you can think about curvy patterns, all sorts of things that create a little bit more yingness that mean that they give the clothes that design approachability that we all read. We don't need to have a degree in clothing to read that, but I think still important to be you as well. And I think this is where it's your comfort level of, do you feel okay wearing something different? Or if you feel really uncomfortable that you're standing out, then you may want to see how you can adapt what is the standard for where you are, but still bring your personality in. And it can be things like accessories and stuff like that as well that can be used to create your you-ness. But I think, you know, claim yourself, claim your own style, be you, and wear the clothes that make you happy and like the best version of you, because then you're going to come across as more confident and more lovely, and other people will be more attracted to that than when you're trying to blend in a way that is not true to who you are. Okay, next question comes from Mandy, who said, I've got lots of one-off pieces in my wardrobe. I see a beautiful pair of top shoes or a skirt, but nothing goes with anything. How do I think about my wardrobe so it's not like several jigsaws that will never join up? And this is where there are some keys to style that are really important. Number one is color. When you use a color palette where the colors work together, you'll find it so much easier to mix and match your clothes. It really takes so much of that away. If you've got a wardrobe full of clothes where you've got some bright colors, some muted colors, some warm colors, some cool colors, you will find it so much harder to put items together. So a color palette would be my number one tip of getting your color analysis and getting a color palette. Number one tip to helping you start build that wardrobe where the pieces do actually go together. Then I would be looking at, why are your current clothes not working with each other? Is it because the colors don't mix and match, or is it something else? And this could be things like the volume. So if we've got everything is voluminous, we'll find it very hard to put things together. So it can be thinking about, if I've got something with volume, I need to have something slimmer that goes with it. So we can look at that principle of volume there as well. I mean, without knowing why it is your pieces don't go together, it's very hard for me to give you specific advice. But that would be another thing I'd be looking at. I'd be looking color, principle of volume, and then it could be style. It could be level of refinement. Have you got really dressy things and very, very casual things, but nothing in between that allows you to put those things together? Is this something about the style that's very different from each other, or are you just not sure how to put things together? So this is where it's very hard for me to know this, but I think this is where having a bit of a wardrobe plan can also really help you to know what it is that you need. Or are you buying all heroes? And that could be the other thing, where you've got all these heroes, but they don't work together because they need some basics to go with them. So it could be looking at, what is the reason your clothes are not working, like you have got separate jigsaws there, and figuring out what it is that you need to make them work. But part of it is having a plan, knowing what you need, and knowing what works for you. And that can start to help you get less distracted by the pretty thing that you see, or the hero garment that distracts you and takes your eye, rather than going, what's actually going to make my wardrobe work better? So hopefully there's a few little things there that will help you. Allah has said, my biggest challenge is to look good and in style and not look silly. My wish is to learn how not to buy random pants and sweaters and keeping them forever in a closet and never wear them. And I think we've got a bit of a similar issue here, maybe slightly differently, because it sounds like you're not wearing anything. So why are you buying these things? And this is where it's looking at shopping habits. Why are you buying these pieces, Allah? What is the reason that has drawn you to these pieces? Now, is it because you've been out shopping and the shop assistant's been very helpful, and so you feel you have to buy something and take it home, even though it's not the right thing? Because if you do not know what the right thing is for you, it's very hard to say no. And if you have, there are some of us have a personality where we want to people please, we want to be helpful. And so when someone's very helpful for us, we feel like we owe them a debt, and therefore we have to buy something and take them home, but we don't want to throw it out. It's called the sunk cost. This is the problem. Once we've bought something, we've sunk a cost into it, and it's much harder to let it go. It is much better to make a better decision before it comes home and not buy things, rather than sinking that money into it. And then very hard when we get it home, because of course, when you get it home and you realize that there's something not quite right about it, but you're not sure what that is, then it can be very hard to let go. And this is where defining your style, finding out the shapes, the colors, the proportions, all those things, how your personality influences your style, all those things will help you make better decisions. So this is all about getting better decision-making in the stores so you don't end up taking the wrong pieces home. So this is where also finding a style recipe that works for you. So getting all your kind of statistics as such, so your colors, your styles, your signature colors, what your contrasts are, knowing what really suits you physically, also understanding your personality and what you really love, and having creating a style recipe so that you know what works for you. And then when you're in a store, rate it an 8 or more, or does it bring joy, whatever, however you want to do it. But I was going 8 out of 10. If it's not an 8 out of 10, if you don't love it, don't bring it home. That is the biggest thing that will save you from having that wardrobe full of clothes you do not wear. Also having a style recipe where you go, this is how I want to be perceived. This is what I want people to know about me. This is going to help you create your style, and it won't be silly because it'll be related to you and who you are as a person. And so therefore you will feel comfortable in these clothes. Often when we buy things and think that looks silly, it's because it's not our personality. We've bought it because it looks good on somebody else, or because the sales assistant said it looks great. And we get home and just go, I feel silly. I don't feel like me. I feel like I'm wearing a costume in some way or other. So the more you know about your personality and how that influences your style, the easier it becomes to shop. So this is where you need to arm yourself with a great color and style education. And do not shop until you have that, because then you will know what is right and what is wrong, what to buy, what to leave back in the stores and not buy, empowering yourself. And that's what's really important. And this is why I created my 7 Steps to Style program, because it gives you that education, it gives you that knowledge, which will empower you so that you can find the right things. When you know about what suits you physically, when you know about your colors, all those sorts of things, and have spent some time thinking about your personality and how you want to create a style recipe, these things are really important. And once you kind of get these in place, you'll find it so much easier to shop, and you feel authentic in your clothes, and you don't ever feel silly because you know that what you're wearing is really you. So that would be my advice for you, is to start thinking about how do you want to define your style and what works for you, and getting that information, that knowledge, and then applying that before you go shopping. So stay out of the shops until you know that. There's no point. There's no magic piece out there that's going to fix your wardrobe or give you style, because you won't even know what that is until you understand this information. So this is an education. We were never taught this at school. I was never taught at school. I was not lucky enough to have a parent who had any sort of grasp of style. And so therefore it's something I've had to learn. But it's something you can learn. And that is what is so great about it, is we can all learn this. Just like anything else we've learned, this is a science. And so we can learn it, and then we can apply it to our own wardrobe. And this is where, and we can learn and we continue to learn our entire lives. And style changes over your life. We're not static beings, but it is something that you can learn. So I'd say stay away from the stores, give yourself, you know, the education you need, and then make those decisions. Because you never know, there might be things you've already got that could work, you're just not sure how to wear them, so you've been avoiding them. Or you could just go, yeah, this is never going to be right, and let those pieces go. So hopefully those little tips have helped you think about your wardrobe, what's working, what's not. And do feel free to join my 7 Steps to Style program. It's got an amazing community. Plus, I've got 4 personal stylists in there that I have personally trained to help you. They're on tap. They're on-demand stylists to give you feedback on what does and doesn't work in your outfits, which is fantastic. And such a valuable thing when you are learning and educating yourself about your style. So thank you so much for your questions as well. Please keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.